What's up, everybody? It's your favorite girl, MJ. What you got going on today? I've got something to talk about. What do I have to talk about, you say, MJ? Well, I've got to talk about that teenager today. That teenager who at the time thought he could drive. Okay, so he could drive a little bit. I mean, he could drive, but we were working on parking. And so, let's see. The way our house is set up is that we have what is considered a J-swing garage, if anybody knows what that is. So, yes, let me explain it. So, my garage is not where you would, like, pull straight into. If you're pulling into my house, you just don't pull into the garage. So, you got to kind of swing into and kind of curve in. It's like a J. And you got to swing and curve into the garage. So my husband and I, we both back into our garage. We back in instead of pulling in forward, we back in. And it took me because I'm not that good of a back in person. That's just not my skill set. I don't know if that's really a good skill set for a lot of girls. I don't know. Anyway, or parallel parking either. I don't know. Anyway, so you got to back into the garage. So I park on one side, he has to park on the other side. Okay, long story short, we have our two cars and our son has his truck in the driveway. So his truck is in the driveway. So when my husband Jay swings or swings his car, he has to bypass the son's truck. So he has to be a little bit more skilled in his driving skills. When I swing in, I don't have to deal with all that. I swing in to the right side, so I don't have to deal with that part. I just swing in and do what I do. I'm just kind of giving you setting the stage. Okay, put a pin in that. A few times, when I wasn't around, the husband was giving him lessons and letting the son back the cars into the garage. I want to say specifically my car, but let me just say this. As he was learning to drive, his own truck. He had a 1995 Chevy. Yeah, 95, I think it was a 95 Chevy. So, okay, that was all good and fine. And I'm like, I've got the newest car in the household. And at the time I had a car note. So I was like, I didn't want him driving my car. The car's not paid for it. Don't drive my car. Just stay out of my car. So, but I think a few times when I wasn't around, they were outside possibly washing the cars or whatever they were doing. Or if they were cutting the grass and had to get the lawnmower out, he would let them drive the car out of the garage and then still let them kind of practice the backing it in. But my husband's car was not in the driveway. I mean, in the garage. So then it was free. It was nothing else in the garage. So he could swing it in there. And if he had to correct it, so be it. Okay. So he's done this a few times. So I guess this gave him the false sense that he could really park the car, specifically my car, in the garage with my husband's car and the truck in the driveway. I'm going somewhere with this. Okay. So one particular day, we're all in the house and my son's outside washing cars. So he comes in and he says, "Hey, Mom, give me the keys to your car. I'm going to wash your car." I said, "Okay, I'm not going to give you the keys. I'm going to come outside. I'll put my car in the driveway and let you wash it." And he was like, "I can pull your car forward. Calm down. And you know, wash your car. You get so paranoid. I can pull forward. Just stop it." And at this time, he does have a driver's license and all that. So I said, "Okay." So I'm going to give him the driver's license. I give him the keys and he pulls the car out and he's outside washing the car. All right. So my husband and I are in the house talking and watching TV. So I know probably about on average how long it normally takes him to wash the car. So he's taking a little longer. So something just told me in my spirit, "You might want to go outside," because he didn't bring the keys back in. And so I said to my husband, I said, "He's taking too long to wash my car." I bet you he's going to try to put my car in the garage. He said, "No, he wouldn't do that." I said, "No, I got a feeling he's going to try it." And my husband's just sitting there looking at me like, no, he's not crazy enough to do that. I said, yeah, he is crazy enough to do it. So we going back and forth. As soon as I stood up to walk down the hallway, it's like God opened the back door. The door flung open. I see the light of the shining down the hallway. He comes running down the hallway with his eyes bucked. Mom, don't panic and don't flip out. I was like, I knew it. And I looked at my husband. I said, I told you. I told you. And he was like, calm down. What did you do? What did you do? I was like, oh my gosh. And I pushed. I just started running down the hallway. I knocked everybody up against the wall because I'm running outside to go look at my car because I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Run outside. He tried to back the car into the garage. But guess what he did? He didn't make it to the garage. He cut it so short that he scraped the front of my car up against the truck. The 1995 steel bumper truck up against my fiberglass bumper. Hello? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You talking about somebody hot. And those two coming outside, you know, and you know how you guys are. You want to lick your thumb and try to smooth it out and like, oh, it's not so bad and it's just a scuff and a scratch. And let me just say, because I know those two are listening to the podcast, it wasn't torn up and it was just a scratch and a little hole, but I don't care. I knew it. I knew it. So he didn't even get a chance to get in the garage, but he scratched the front of the car up on the truck. But anyway. So I just stood there and I was like, see, this is what I'm talking about. Nobody listens to me. I told you. And you know, of course, they want to downplay it. And he was like, but I had it. I just, you know, I was looking in the mirror, but I was so busy trying to make sure that when I was swinging into the garage, I didn't sideswipe the car and hit the wall. Get this. He didn't want to hit. He was trying to make sure you hit the wall that I, you know, just kind of clipped the front of the car. Well, thank you for that you didn't want to sideswipe the side of the car, but you just clipped the front. I told you to wash the car, and you were supposed to come in and have me to back the car in, but you just was so confident. And then I turned to his father. I said, see, this is what I'm talking about. You had him. You was teaching him how to drive, and now he's all, I think I got it. And now look at this. And then they want to be like, oh, just calm down. We can go have somebody buffer it out and do this and do that. Well, we're 4 years into it, and I still have the marks on my car. Car's paid for, but I still have the marks. So I'm still, you too, if you're listening, waiting for you to buff those scratches out of my car. Just FYI. But yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's that. So after that, he was not even allowed to even pull the car forward, backward, to do anything. He was ruled banned from the land. If you even looked at my car hard enough, no. So after that, it was lights out. You'll never. I was like, you barely could get in to ride, homie. So yeah, he ruined it for himself. So there's that. So that's my story about the J swing and the car wash. So anyway, if you got some funny stories out there about your teenagers and learning how to drive or learning how to get in and out of the garage, hit me up on my Instagram on Put a Pin in That 72. And until next time, this is MJ, and I'll talk to you later.